This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daryl's in for Andy today. I'm Jeff Phelps.
They're already taking pictures of an empty field house in Boulder, pimping the Watch the Colorado Showcase. It's a pro day. It's not a showcase. It's guys running around in t-shirts and shorts. It's not a showcase. A
little bit of news, gentlemen, from Albert Breer. The Browns have, are you ready for this? Here's who's in attendance today.
Okay.
All right, your attendance number. Jimmy Haslam, Kevin Stefanski,
okay.
Andrew Berry,
yep.
Glenn Cook,
yep.
Catherine Hickman, J.W. Johnson, Tommy Reese, Bill Musgrave.
And the dinner was last night.
According to Albert.
I've got eight.
Yep.
Well, then they had to eat light if they're going to work out. You don't want a big, heavy steak in you.
Stop at a salad joint?
Say, hey, Jeff, part of the test.
Chicken?
Carb load.
Part of the test, carb load. What did you order? How did you order it? Were you respectful to the wait staff? Were you, I'm just saying.
Now, see.
Are you good at small talk at the dinner table?
Before we take a couple of calls about Pickett, you tell me, do you send an eight-person contingent with all of the right people in that group to watch these guys as a smokescreen? Or is this the real deal you want to make sure? It screams to me real deal.
I think
deal.
They sent the wrong part of the ownership group, I'll say that.
Should have sent D?
Should have sent Jimmy.
They did. That's what Dan just said.
And D.
Hmm.
Should have had D in the room too.
Nice lady.
Very intelligent lady.
Is it a smokescreen, or I don't think you send that unless you're really thinking about
that. So the Titans with Cam Ward, that was the equivalent of what the Titans did for Cam Ward.
Same type of deal. Okay.
But here's the thing. No, it's totally fine, Jeff, because it's two players. It's not one player.
So you're going to get...
You have everyone guessing, is it going to be Travis or is it going to be Shadur? I think it's going to be Travis. I think it's Travis.
You haven't mentioned Abdul Carter very much today. For a reason, huh?
Travis has been my guy. I started the Travis Hunter train.
Yeah, you were the guy.
Late February.
You were him.
Okay? I got that rolling on the afternoon show when I was filling in.
I'm Engineer Daryl.
I think I made Jonathan Peterlin fall out of his chair when I mentioned that. Because he was like, oh, really? He was in disbelief. But Travis is my guy. So I don't think the Browns are tipping their hand anyway by sending all these people out. First of all, it's smart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Strength in numbers. But also, too, you got two people that they're picking between. You got the entire NFL guessing which Colorado Buffalo is going to be a Cleveland Brown.
In other words, okay, the NFL is guessing which could cause a team, New York Giants, who might have an interest to want to trade up. And you know you want a Travis anyway, and you could trade down to three, get Travis Hunter, because they're coming up to get Shadur, and you pick up more assets.
Right now, the Browns are running the draft.
Yeah, they really are.
They're running the draft right now. Cam Ward's a Tennessee Titan, in my view. I will be
flabbergasted.
I'll be shocked if the Titans do not select Cam Ward. Okay. Now, that doesn't mean I feel that he should be the pick or is worthy of the pick, but I think that is what Tennessee will do. Okay. That puts the Browns on the clock and they're running the draft. The entire league is watching their every move to try and break the code of what Andrew Berry is going to do at number two. And I think by sending Okay, so Brewer said Jimmy Haslam, Kevin Stefanski, Andrew Berry, both assistant GMs, J.W. Johnson, Tommy Reese, and Bill Musgrave, okay? By sending all those people out there, it's also a mind game.
You know, I mean, you sent your offensive coordinator,
guess what? They didn't send all those people to Jackson Dart's pro day, right?
Who, by the way, just intrigues the you-know-what out of me.
Does he? You're a big Jackson Dart guy?
Well, what I keep
going... You want to talk about him throwing darts all over the field?
No, I don't. I want to try to avoid that, but I get the little mention. I keep thinking this, Daryl, and I've asked every analyst that we've had on the show this. How much of a difference is there between Sanders and Dart or Milroe? And that's what I keep going back to.
And that's why I keep going back to, I feel like the Browns are not going to pick at 33. They're going to go back into the first round and take
and
one of these
one
kids
of guys,
to get
yeah.
that fifth-year option. Because yeah. I don't know if there's all that big of a... Because it's Cam Ward. Then there's a gap there. That's what all the experts say. There's a gap.
There's a gap
Cam,
there.
Then there's Shadur.
Yeah.
And then there's everybody else, right? It's a hodgepodge of guys after that. So if there's a, you know, depending how you do your evaluation gaps or whatever, right? Depending on how big the gap is between Cam and Shadur, I feel like that there isn't as big of a gap between Shadur and the Milroes of the world and the Darts of the world, you know, Will Howard. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. But when you look at a lot of mock drafts, you're seeing like Dart and Milroe, you know, anywhere from late first round to be second rounders.
Yeah.
And then you have everyone else go in the third round and later.
So, guys, we have a correction as well we need to make.
Okay.
Okay? Some of the wording that we've had today is off. We need to make sure we're saying the right things.
Okay.
This is not the Colorado Buffalo Pro Day. Okay? That's not what this is called. This is the Colorado Football We Ain't Too Hard to Find Showcase.
The what?
Somebody's showing
you this right here, Daryl.
Somebody bought it. Gotta like that.
Oh, my dear goodness gracious.
Is there a sponsorship label on that?
There is not a sponsorship label on it. It is a banner in front of the food that Kalen Kaler has from The Athletic, who does a great job reporting on stuff. There is a banner in front of the food, and it says, the Colorado Football We Ain't Too Hard to Find Showcase.
I like that.
That's the name of today.
I like that a lot. Daryl mentioned earlier a scenario where Kenny Pickett is just flat out.
Always be marketing. Always be marketing.
Well, hey, Deion does it great. I mean, to his credit,
you darn right he does.
He gets his, you know, he works. I'll say this, you know, all kidding aside about we ain't too hard to find Colorado Buffalo 2025 showcase. All that aside, all sarcasm aside, I love not only what Deion Sanders preaches to his young men, and I realize maybe he does some of it for the cameras, but I love what he preaches to them about work ethic and you know, doing the right things on and off the field. But the other thing I love about him, Jeff, is how much he fights on behalf of his kids.
Yeah, that he really
now,
does.
He demands in return that they do their part, they pull their weight. But I do love and respect how much Deion Sanders fights on behalf of his kids. I really do. And I realize I'm mocking that banner and that you need 25 seconds to read off the title, whatever the heck this thing is today. It's a pro day. Okay, that's really what. But Deion Sanders fights for his kids to get the love and respect he feels they deserve. And how can you not love and respect
the
that.
Colorado Football We Ain't Too Hard to Find 2025 showcase.
Daryl threw out a thought when we were talking about all of this that's going on, and folks, I know it's driving us nuts too, but well, they're going, I think they have some kind of plan already figured out. What that is, who knows. Daryl threw out two young guys, not Sanders or Ward, with Pickett as your starter, and you kind of punt it down the road for a year. Chris is in California. Chris, what part of California, sir?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, man.
Hey, Chris, where are you?
Ever heard You ever heard of San Bernardino or Redlands?
Yep.
Actually, the kid that plays for Washington, his area.
Nice. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thanks. And sorry I call in. I was just hoping to voice my opinion. I understand you guys are skeptical about Kenny Pickett, but I feel like giving him the right chance and the right opportunity. I also want to throw a fact out there. Since 2014, I don't believe that any quarterback has been given up after two seasons, the first quarterback selected by the respected team has been given up after two seasons other than Pickett. You look at Bryce Young, he's going on year three, and you know I think fairly Pickett's better than Bryce Young. Anyway, give him an opportunity and see what he could do in Cleveland as week one starter. I believe that you guys should draft Ashton Jeanty, though, at number two.
And then you're going running back at two?
I mean, you got who do you guys have right now? Nick Chubb's gone, right?
Well,
yeah,
for now.
You don't take a running back at two.
This draft is loaded.
$20 million a year.
Yeah. Draft is loaded with running backs.
Yeah. You take the running back at 33 at the earliest.
Well, okay, then trade back, you know? Trade back and get some more assets. And then also trade for Jordan Addison. You know, get Jordan Addison on this offense. And if you want to have some competition with Pickett.
I don't know that they would trade him.
Sign Teddy Bridgewater or draft Kyle McCord or trade for Sean Clifford from Green Bay. That's just my suggestion.
Chris, those are some good thoughts, and thank you for the call. The interesting thing here, Daryl, there are so many different things that could happen here. And that's why you mentioned earlier, Browns are in control of this draft. Right now they are. Somebody could just absolutely decide they have to have somebody and take him at two. And if the Browns are sitting where they don't think they absolutely have to have somebody, it puts them in a great position to do things. The only thing that concerns me, the history of this organization trading down doesn't like fill me with confidence there.
Or them trading up to get like the one pick that they are absolutely prohibited for trading for in the first round is the 22nd pick.
That doesn't work.
That is, so the owner of the 22nd pick this year are the Los Angeles Chargers. So, Andrew Berry, my request to you is lose Jim Harbaugh's phone number.
Although, was Aaron Rodgers 22 or was he 24? All I know is Brandon Whedon and Johnny Manziel didn't work out too well. How's that? 216-474-0092.
Trying not to relive that nightmare.
I mentioned, and we got going there, I mentioned something that Nathan Zagura told the morning show about the draft. It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.